Shmuel Aleph Perek Zayin. This parak discusses the anointing of David as the new king of Israel and the departing of the Ruach Hashem, the Spirit of God, from Shaul. And Pasuk Aleph, Vayom Hashem El Shmuel, Hashem said to Shmuel, Ad Matai Atamis Abel El Shaul, until when are you going to stop mourning over Shaul? Vanina Astid Nimloch Al Yisrael, I have rejected him as the king of Yisrael. Melo Karnecha Shemen Velech, Veshlecha El Yishai Beis Halachmi, fill the horn with oil and go, and I will send you to the house of Yishai, Kivaisi Bibanov Lima Melech, because I see in one of his children there is going to be a king for me. Hashem now commanded Shmuel to leave for Yishai's house and anoint another king. Shmuel expressed concern that if Shaul finds out, Shaul will kill Shmuel, as by anointing another king would be considered an open act of rebellion. Shmuel will be considered a Mored B'Malchus. Hashem advised Shmuel to bring a cow along as a peace offering, not to be suspect. Shmuel was to invite Yishai to a feast, as Hashem would show Shmuel who to anoint. Shmuel entered the town of Beit Lechem. Shmuel's motives for coming to Beit Lechem were questioned. Shmuel related coming to bring a peace offering. Shmuel invited Yishai and Yishai's children to a feast. When Shmuel saw Yishai's oldest child, Eliab, Shmuel said, "This is for sure the one I'm supposed to anoint." Hashem tells Shmuel, Eliab is not the one. As it says in Pasuk Zion, Lo asher yireh Adam. It is not as it appears to man, ki Adam yireh le'einayin, because man only sees the eyes, but Hashem yireh le'lev. And Hashem sees what's in the depth of a person's heart. Hashem urged Shmuel, do not look at the externals. Rather, it is the internals that count. The Gemara of Sochem, Samagvav Amadez, relates, Eliab had a certain degree of anger on his level that made Eliab unfit for kingship. The Navi continues, then Yishai brought each one of his seven children, one after the other, and they were all rejected by Hashem to be the king. Shmuel inquired as if Yishai has any more children. Yishai replied, he has one more, the Katan, the youngest one, who is a shepherd in the field. David was 28 years old at that time. The Gemara in Megillah, Yud Aleph Amar Aleph states, David who Hakatan. It was David who made himself small and humbled himself in front of everyone he came in contact with. Shmuel related, we will not start the meal until David, the youngest, comes. Note, I'd like to add, Yishai actually left David out from Shmuel and didn't even mention he had an extra child. Amazing. The Gemara in Bava Basra, Yud Amud Beis, brings, Yosef Brei de Rabbi Yeshua dies. Yosef Brei de Rabbi Yeshua comes back and tells his father, what's it like upstairs? Olam hafuch la'ini. I see things are upside down, inside out. El Yonim Lamata, V'tachtonim Lamala. The ones in this world that are on top, they're in the bottom in Olam Haba. And the ones that seem low, the ones that are below down here in this world in Olam Haba, they're the ones that are on top. However, it is precisely David who was anointed, the smallest of all his brothers, the one whose family wrote off. The Gemara in many places refers to David as Bar Nafli, the fallen one. One explanation is it was David who had many fallings, many yeridot, who Mashiach is going to come from. However, the Svarim HaKadoshim explain it's brought down. Adam HaRishon lived for 930 years. Adam saw David was only going to live for 3 hours. Therefore, Adam donated 70 years of his life to David. So it comes out David was not really supposed to be alive. He was considered a Nafel, a baby that dies at the time of birth. That's why he's called Bar Nafli, from the word Nafel, meaning stillborn. And Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayishlach Vayaveu, V'hu Admoni Im Yafe Einayim V'tov Roi. They went, they got David from the field, and he was red with good and handsome, with good eyes and a pleasant appearance. Vayomer Hashem, and Hashem says to Shmuel, Ku Mishichehu, Ki Zehu, anoint him, because this is the one. Shmuel now anointed David with the keren of oil, the horn of oil, in front of his whole family. Shmuel returned home to Ramah, and Pasuk Yadalid, through Pasuk of Gimel, which is the end of the parak, the Navi now turns its attention to Shaul. The spirit of Hashem departed from Shaul, and a ruach ra, a spirit of sadness, came over Shaul. Shaul sought a musician to play music to cheer Shaul up. David was identified as a man of good character and fine musicianship to play the harp for Shaul. Shaul loved David. Hashem was with David. David became Shaul's armor carrier. David stood by Shaul. Whenever David played music, Shaul would feel happy again. Thank you very much for listening, and have a wonderful day.